Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Tuesday, May 11th, 2021 edition of the program. We've got some Cardinals news this afternoon as they get set to take on the Brewers in Milwaukee. Carlos Martinez heads to the IL. He hurt his ankle on Friday after Jack Flaherty hit a dinger. He did pitch on Saturday, but he heads to the IL. We'll tell you who's coming up for him. We'll also fill you in on a Cardinal rotation piece we haven't seen since the 2019 NLCS will be back on the mound tonight. We'll do that coming up in just a couple of minutes with Zach Silver, Cardinals beat writer from MLB.com, who will join me here on the show. So a lot of Cardinals to get to as we sort through some news this afternoon before watching KK on the mound in Milwaukee tonight. We know the Blues are headed to the postseason. We sit and wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs to begin. We'll have some more hockey talk as we roll through the week. Plenty of baseball. We'll have a couple of drafts. And I want your mailbag questions. Hit me up on Twitter at CHRABE. CHRABE. You can also email me, Chris@ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And I want to let you know we're broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. The doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates are called the doctors, doctors because, that's right, class, more doctors trust them than anyone else. That means you should trust them with your eyes as well. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to youreyedoc.com and take a look at everything that Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, doctors can do for you, whether you're thinking about LASIK, whether you wear glasses or contacts like I do, even if your eyes are great. First of all, I'm very jealous. But second of all, that doesn't mean you shouldn't get annual exams. They're covered by insurance. They could save your sight. So you might as well trust them with the best. Trust your eyes with the absolute best. If you want to be the best, you got to be seen by the best so you can see the best, right? So that's why you go to youreyedoc.com. Then I want you to call 314-966-5000, and I want you to schedule an appointment, a consultation, a telehealth visit, and tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. After that, hit me up on Twitter and let me know that you did. Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, doctors online at youreyedoc.com and at 314-966-5000. We are proud to broadcast from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Okay, straight to some Cardinal news, because as I said this afternoon, just a little bit ago, the team announcing that Carlos Martinez heads to the IL, and we head to bring in Cardinals beat writer Zach Silver, who you can read at cardinals.com and MLB.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Zach Silver. A couple of items to chat over with Zach. What's going on, man? How are you, Zach?
Thanks for having me. Just finally recovered from 17 games in 17 days. And yeah, it was a bit of a grind, even not as a player. So, you know, hopefully getting a few more off days here in the next few weeks.
Well, you know, what we do is just as physically taxing. So let me turn the tables on you, Zach. And, you know, I'll just ask you, you look back at that 17-day stretch. For you, what was working? What was important? And coming out of it, what are you focused on, Zach?
Yeah, for me, you know, my fingers are coming out well from all the typing I've had to go under. You know, getting some recovery, doing some electrolysis on my fingers just to make sure they're still coming out strong. But, you know, the boys have just been cooking these past few weeks. So, you know, we're going to appreciate this off day on Monday, but, you know, we're just playing some good writing these days.
Yeah. You feel good though about where you're at. You feel good about your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it could always get better. I'm not going to always say there's always room for improvement. You know, I'm just going to control what I can control and just write the best I can. So we'll see how this goes from here.
Cardinals.com is where you can read Zach Silver. Yeah, as I mentioned, man, we get some news this afternoon, and we'll begin with Carlos Martinez, who heads to the 10-day IL after rolling his ankle on Friday night following Jack Flaherty hitting his first home run. What do we know first about Carlos? And it was kind of interesting to follow how this progressed and the team's, if not optimism, at least the messaging from the team over the weekend, don't you think, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of classic. You know, you get a lot of, we're not overly concerned, we're not too worried and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of it ends up kind of getting a little bit worse than, you know, what they maybe portray. And, you know, you can't really fault them for that. I can't blame them for not wanting to go red alert all the time. But, you know, there's a bit of some Cardinals lingo you sort of start to pick up where, you know, some buzzwords here or there, you kind of know it might be a little more. And if they are open about something, it usually means they feel pretty good about it. So, yeah, I mean, Carlos, he said he heard it celebrating that home run, and it's on his push-off foot, his right foot, his right ankle. So it's kind of impacting him when he's just trying to get some power through his pitches. And we saw him, you know, kind of had a little blip his last time out. I wouldn't be surprised. We obviously haven't talked to Schilt today, but I wouldn't be surprised if they think this is more of a short stay. There wasn't anything too worrisome on the imaging they've already taken. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody needs a little bit of rest and hopefully get him back out there as soon as they can.
Yeah, you know, not to go all conspiracy theorist or whatever, but we've seen teams use and manipulate, I guess is a word that has a negative connotation, but take advantage of the 10-day IL. And you and I were talking about Carlos a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I've just been thinking about, you know, where he's been from a health standpoint, the volume that he's worked over the last couple of years, both out of the bullpen and with the shortened year last year. And I wonder if, you know, obviously you never want an injury. We can preface that with this, but maybe not in the worst thing in the world with as well as he's pitched to give him like a little mini break, keep the arm fresh as they monitor his workload this year.
Yeah. I mean, there's always silver linings to everything. I think, you know, they would probably take the innings and probably take the performance that he could give. But you know, if you are looking at it from a long-term perspective, I'm sure, you know, the fact that he was sidelined for a lot of last season and was pitching mainly as a reliever in 2019, that, you know, him kind of getting the ability to rest up a little bit isn't the worst thing. You know, like with Alex Reyes, who's obviously pitching relief this year, you know, they don't want to push him too far where he's going to overextend his arm this season just because all of his past injury history. And for Carlos, I mean, his injury history is mainly in the shoulder, so the ankle is kind of a new one. But, you know, these kind of injuries just pop up, flare up, you can't really control them. They don't really build off each other, so to say. But yeah, I mean, I think if you ask them and give them some truth serum, they definitely would say, you know, we like how he's been pitching. We'd rather just ride it as long as we can go. But, you know, at the same time, I'm sure the ability to just kind of keep him fresh as the year goes on is a little bit of a silver lining to it.
Assuming there are no arm or shoulder issues, what do you think is, and assuming he comes back from this, you know, in a week and a half, what do you think, whatever retroactive, what do you think is reasonable to expect with as well as he's pitched and as good as he's looked at times this year, Zach, like from a volume standpoint, because he had the three great years in 15, 16, 17. He threw 118 innings in 2018, 48 innings in 2019, 20 innings last year. What do you think is reasonable to expect? Do you think the club has a cap? Do you think they have a hard limit on Carlos this year? Or is it just, you know, see how he feels?
Yeah, I don't think there's any sort of internal, external, obviously nothing external. I think they're willing to ride him as far as he's able to go. His innings have been not as plentiful in the past few years, but, you know, he is also a guy who has started, you know, plenty in the past, a two-time All-Star as a starter. Yeah. So I don't think there's much worry as far as his workload and as far as, you know, keeping him fresh. You know, that some of this stuff is just natural among the game today, just with how short last season was. And you know, he was obviously impacted a lot more than some other guys just due to the fact that he contracted COVID and was out and sidelined for a lot of those, you know, those lingering effects. So I don't think there's too much worry. He's also, you know, he's 29. He's not like he's a young buck and they really need, I mean, he's young enough where his body's kind of in a good state to rebound still from some of these ailments. And, you know, I'm not going to say that they're willing to ride him into the ground just because this is a kind of a contract year for him, but he does have the opt out and opt in after this season in his contract. So I'm not going to say that they're going to, you know, ride him more than they would a younger guy, but there is some, I guess, leeway that they can have and that they're not really protecting him, so to say, unless they decide to bring him back. So I don't think there's going to be too many limits on him. I think once he comes back, it's going to be pretty reins free. I think he's an older guy who kind of has his body, he knows well, and the club just is the fact that this isn't a shoulder injury or anything in the upper body, I think they're going to be pretty loose with him whenever he comes back.
Man, has he been fun to watch this year. Zach Silver with us talking some Cardinals. I know I keep telling you that you got to check out Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, doctors at youreyedoc.com. When you schedule your appointment, when you set up your visit, when you set up your telehealth visit, I need you to first tell them that you heard about them on the Chris Rabe Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and then hit me up on Twitter and let me know that you're going to see the doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Trust me, more on that a little bit later. But why should you go and see the doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates? Well, it's pretty simple, really. It's because Dr. Greg Birdy, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer are the best in the business. They're the best when it comes to vision. They're the best when it comes to your eyes. And that's why more doctors trust them with their eyes than anyone else. So it makes sense, right? Like, you should trust them with your eyes. The doctors, doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. So once again, the website is youreyedoc.com, or you can call 314-966-5000. Set up your appointment, whether it's in office or over telehealth, and tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show at scoopswithdannymac.com. Maybe they'll give you a hot take. And then they'll give you a great eye exam. Ophthalmology Associates, we love broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios.
Carlos Martinez heads to the IL. Martinez, got hurt on Friday. Did manage to pitch on Saturday. Johan Oviedo recalled from Memphis. I know fans have gotten little tastes of Oviedo, Zach, over the last year plus. What have been your overall impressions to this point, though, of the big right-hander?
Yeah, I think he's really mature for his age. I mean, he's only 23, and he's given some of the more thoughtful reflections in the post-game press conferences that I've seen from a lot of pitchers, not just on the Cardinals, but even in past stops. You know, for a guy as young as he is, he really seems to take to heart some of the mistakes he makes, some of the strides he makes. A lot of that maybe has to do with the fact that his margin for error is pretty slim, where if he's pitching 6-7 innings, he's probably going to stay up. But if he gets roughed up for about three or four innings, you know, that's a quick hook for him to probably get back down to AAA and keep fresh down there. I think his changeup has really come along this year. That's kind of one of the pitches he was really working to hone in spring training when we didn't get to see him too much in Grapefruit League action. And it really does a nice job of setting up his fastball, and he has a great curveball as well. So I've been very impressed with him just as a person. You know, he's 23 years old. It's, you know, he does all of his interviews in English, which is, you know, not everyone has their own comfort, and I, you know, not to fault anyone who doesn't do an interview in English, but he just has a very great command of the language, just 23 years old, and he's just been really impressive to watch.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned that, and I don't want to, you know, go too far off, you know, the prognostication or the hyperbole end, but like, just some of the tendencies that you see from a player like Oviedo off the field, to me, are as good an indicator as some of the limited stuff we see on the field. And when you see how comfortable, confident he is, how he defers and follows the lead of some of the veterans, even like, I don't know, man, he's just like this big, physically unbelievably looking guy with like $1 million smile, too. I think that there's... Yeah. Like, it's hard, and obviously we can't quantify that kind of stuff, but if you're a fan, I think you try to put some of the pieces together as to why the club has had such an impressive and successful track record recently of developing pitching.
Yeah, he really just looks like a big leaguer. I mean, we saw a guy like Johan Quezada.
Kind of got like a little like Aroldis Chapman to him, kind of the way he walks around and smiles and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big stocky guy. He looks like he belongs on the big league mound, both just from his frame and from his stuff. I mean, you know, we saw Johan Quezada in spring training, who they acquired from the Phillies this offseason. I think he's about 6'6", and Oviedo's just right behind there, like 6'4", 6'5". And, you know, Quezada kind of gets – he's much more of a flamethrower, but Oviedo just, like, is able to really work his stuff and work his delivery into very refined, very repeatable. Even he's only 23, which is kind of the best thing about him, is that there's still so much more there for him to unlock, and he's kind of taking to heart all these major league bumps he's hit so far. And, yeah, you know, that's still it's a very impressive demeanor he has on him.
Yeah, he had some similar bumps in, 2019 when he was absolutely cruising in Palm Beach and then got promoted to Springfield, struggled a bit, really struggled with command. And, like, you know, some of the aggressive promotions in the minors, again, we don't, or fans don't see them like they see guys that come up to the big leagues, but some similar struggles that maybe have some similar takeaways for a guy like Oviedo.
Yeah, I think, you know, he probably wasn't exactly supposed to debut last year, maybe, you know,
right,
towards the end of the
right
year. He
wasn't
like,
even on the 40-man.
No, yeah. I mean, he I don't want to say he pitched solely because of the need, but, you know, with all the guys sidelined last year with the outbreak, he was definitely one of the first guys who kind of got called upon in such a hurry. I wouldn't have been surprised if he came in towards the end of the last season, maybe got some spot starts or long relief and behind some starters, but him making 5 starts last year, I think, was really fast for him, just in 22 last year. So I think him kind of being able to have that experience and having this spring training this past offseason to kind of take that to heart and reshape himself, I think, has been really impressive so far.
All right. Last thing before we let you go, Zach, Miles Michaelis will be back starting tonight, his second rehab start, as we haven't seen Miles in quite some time. What is reasonable, again, I use that word, to expect from Miles, and maybe how important is his continued progression, even as he continues to progress, and you hope to keep expectations realistic, but how important is the progression as, you know, we'll see not just the Cardinals, but a lot of teams really start to test their pitching depth here, I imagine, as we get deeper into the season and the minor leagues start rolling.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a common frame when a guy comes back from injury towards the middle of the season. It's like a deadline acquisition in a way.
Yeah.
I think it's a little too early in the year to call that, but it is a nice welcome back for him in the fact that, I mean, he hasn't pitched since 2019 in the NLCS, so he's
right.
Really raring to get back on a big league mound and get back in competition. You know, we talked to him after his start at AAA the other day, and he was just so amped up to be able to just compete again. And, I mean, that's what he even said when he got hurt in the first place, was that he was maybe going a little bit too full bore in his first bullpen session and maybe probably, you know, went a little bit too hard on himself. So I think he's probably going to get one – he has one start in line tonight, probably one more on Sunday, hoping to build up to about 7 innings, 90 pitches by Sunday. And after that, I think they're going to try to probably bring him back. They might give him one more rehab start, depending how these next two go. But if not, then we're probably looking at him to come back late next week or you know, week after. He's getting back, and especially with Carlos hurt, Ponce hurt, you know, there's just not a lot of these rotation stop gaps that they kind of had planned out were healthy right now. So his return is not just going to be, you know, their number four guy coming back, but just a starter that they kind of need right now, even though they have been pitching well as of late.
Zach Silver, you can read the latest on everything Cardinals. Carlos to the IL, Johan Oviedo up, Miles Michaelis tonight in Memphis at cardinals.com. Follow Zach on Twitter at Zach Silver. What's the beat writer or the media equivalent of Carlos banging himself up while celebrating Flaherty's home run? What would be our equivalent there?
Oof, probably something that, you know, filing or about to file a story or something, or about to submit a sound or something like that, and you just knock your coffee on your laptop or something like that. Something,
yeah, or maybe
something good, or, you know, obviously we're not trying not to celebrate in the press box or anything, but, you know, maybe
like an announcement of free food, and like everyone in the media gets up from their chair too quickly and like pulls everything.
Yeah, or yeah, like your chargers wrapped around your foot and you get up and it just the whole laptop is crashed to the ground.
Dude, that is a terrifying moment. If you ever are mid tripping over a charger connected to a computer and you have like that split second where you realize what's happening, that's a moment I never want to be frozen in time.
Yeah, and you really do freeze in that. You're kind of like everything moves in slow motion that instant second and you just are so helpless. It's terrible.
Zach Silver, beware of the cords. But more importantly, I know that coming out of that 17-day stretch with the off day yesterday, you're in a great position to keep your head down and keep taking it one day at a time. So keep up the good work, buddy.
Yep, the fingers are rested and ready to go.
Okay, huge thanks to Zach Silver as this news broke this afternoon and we got in front of it and got you the very, very latest. And don't forget, you can read Bernie's take. You can get the latest at scoopswithdannymac.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Chris Raby Show. We have been broadcasting and always are broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. Until tomorrow, Chris Raby saying be nice to each other and as always, peace.